J Show episode 105. This is the baby episode. Boom, boom, boom. That's right, everybody. February 7th, 10:07 a.m. The beautiful Brandy Lee Dolce gave birth to Victoria Rose at, what was she? 20 inches, 7 pounds, 1 ounces of earth-grown nutrients.
That's so true.
Boom. And right now, Victoria is in her little swivel chair sitting on the studio desk. You might hear her talking in the background from time to time or speaking whatever babies say. So the volume of this episode might be a little quiet compared to normal.
She's got a lot to say.
Exactly. So let's back it up a little bit. Brandy gained in total 18 pounds during the 9-month pregnancy. What we did, we prepared preconception. We gave it a 3-month pre-camp, as we'll call it, to make sure
my fight camp
that she was as healthy as could be. She was living the living lean lifestyle, eating very consistently, training consistently, as I was also, since I'm half responsible for the genetic code being transferred.
Well, it's nice when it comes from a healthy donor.
And it is. And, you know, of course, we did a ton of research. We've been planning this for quite a few years, and we wanted to make sure that we were doing our best. And we were already pretty healthy. But what we found was we could be even healthier. We could give our yet-to-be-conceived child a much better chance to thrive in life. And, well, why wouldn't we if we have the knowledge to do so? It just takes a little more planning on our part. So that's what we did. So we went back 3 months out. We started preparing ourselves to conceive and to be parents. And of course, we're going to detail all this in a book that'll be released probably late this year, early next year, most likely. And it's going to go through the 3 months pre-pregnancy, the 9 months of pregnancy, and then at least the 3 months post-pregnancy. And for you moms out there, we're going to break down every single thing Brandy did, every meal that she ate, the reasons, the science behind it, down to the micronutrient level. We're going to feed in our doctor's reports. We're going to have conversations, interviews with our doctors to talk about how our lifestyle impacted the pregnancy and really compare Brandy's stats to many other people out there. And you can really see a correlation between living a healthy lifestyle and a very simple, easy pregnancy. Now, those of you listening, I'm going to say this, and I'm half bragging, but at the same time, I'm not. I want to bring awareness. Brandy gained 18 pounds in the entire 9 months. 18 pounds she gained during the 9 months of pregnancy, and that is rare. I think we could all say that. We all hear the stories of young ladies gaining 40, 60, 80, over 100 pounds during pregnancy. And we can say, in speaking with our doctors who confirm, that's just unnecessary. Very, 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 very rarely is there a metabolic or medical condition that would cause such an issue. And even then, it would be, there'd be something serious going on. So most of this is lifestyle, and it is the lifestyle predating conception, which is very important. And then also the lifestyle lived during the pregnancy. Now, Brandy ate almost exclusively from Living Lean, the Living Lean meals the entire time. We trained consistently, and we trained based upon the trimester. So each trimester, her training would change just a little bit as her body would change. There was nothing scripted per se. It was a matter of training her for the demands of pregnancy, not to be a fitness model or not to be vain, just to be a very healthy mother.
I wanted to be functional. That was the most important thing. One of the biggest things I've heard about with women being pregnant is they'll get on the floor, like they'll kneel down on the floor. They're 7, 8 months pregnant, whatever, and they can't get up. They can't get up without help. I never wanted that to be me. So, and it wasn't. It wasn't. I was able to do everything up until the day that I had her, you know, thankfully.
And that was important. It was, you know, it was training and being focused on on the health of mommy, the health of the baby, and making sure that they had everything they needed, and not just taking the role of I'm eating for two. And how often do you hear that? I'm eating for two. I'm eating for two. Well, no, technically.
Yeah, my motto throughout the whole pregnancy was I was training for two.
Training for two. I love that. Totally different concept. And once you hear it, once you say it, it makes perfect sense.
And don't get me wrong either. I had my fun meals, we'll say, you know, throughout the pregnancy, just not every meal, not every day. You know, I had my chicken parm.
Yeah,
but habit for like a week, and, you know.
But how often did we actually make chicken parm here in the house?
Oh, all the time.
Which killed the crave of wanting to go out and eating a inferior quality meal that really didn't taste any better and oftentimes tasted worse. So, I mean, that's really a big part of it. It's just taking the extra few minutes to plan your day, and it takes less time to actually prepare your meals than it does to get in the car, drive to a restaurant, wait in line, sit down, order, wait for your food, go through that whole – that's a two-hour process. It takes under 30 minutes to make an entire massive meal, and a meal that you can have leftovers for days. It takes under 30 minutes to bang that out. Certain days, I'll take 30 minutes, and I'll bang out 3 days' worth of food, 6 meals a day in that period of time, just by being a little more organized. That's all it takes. And it's a heck of a lot less expensive to cook all the food in your house, even when you're eating extremely clean, high quality foods, organic, non-GMO, local, fresh, all that good stuff. And to us, it made no sense not to when we were creating a new life form. I mean, that was really the goal, and that was our motivation. God, knowing what we know, and that's part of the problem, is once you know it, you can't deny it. You can't turn back from it. You're held accountable. Well, once the fact that we know what we know about nutrition and about science and about the human body, well, we couldn't give our daughter anything less than her best possible advantage in life. Just like every parent out there, of course, that's the goal. Well, that starts preconception. And that is the entire pregnancy, and that's post-delivery, and it continues on. That's always the goal, is to create a better life for the child. And that became very apparent with us, you know, as we continued on. So like I said, Brandy, 18 pounds total gain, and here we are just 2 short weeks later, and guess what? Brandy's down 4 pounds from the beginning of a pregnancy. So not only did she get her baby body back, she got down to the exact weight when she started. She's actually 4 pounds lighter right now. Boom. How about that?
Shocking.
2 weeks to shredded?
2 weeks to, yeah. Not shredded yet. Still coming down.
And it's fascinating. It's just really fascinating to go through the process. And it's awesome to be surrounded by such amazing doctors and to ask questions and get these answers. I mean, it's mind-blowing. But to see the physical changes. And the only thing you have right now is just a little bit of swelling.
I have swelling.
In the, you know,
that's
your
about it. My
tummy area.
Yeah, the tummy is still coming down. But yeah, the weight is right there.
The weight, and in clothes, you look no different than you did before.
It's true.
You can't even tell.
I'm even surprised. So.
It's amazing. And now she's breastfeeding exclusively. We're not feeding Victoria any unnatural foods. I mean, just mom's milk, that's the best, and that's where we're going to continue on. And God bless Brandy for really digging in there and being committed and making that sacrifice, because it really is, for you ladies out there that you understand and know. So by feeding the baby breast milk only, that actually does a tremendous benefit to Brandy's own weight loss. And I believe that's what I attribute right now and our doctors to her dramatic loss of weight, because she was so darn healthy beforehand. She ate perfectly, just such high quality nutrients the whole time. She was extremely fit. I mean, you exercised consistently until about 3 weeks before.
Yeah.
And then even then it was just really, you know, light exercise.
It was really light body weight. Yeah, body weight exercise is just very light and easy.
No more gym stuff, and we slowly transitioned out. But because she was so healthy right now, her body just snapped back immediately. And that's what we want to share with you guys. We want to share and give you an easy path to success for all you families out there, whether you have one kid or you have five kids or you have a kid on the way. I think this is something that can help not just the mothers and the children, the yet to be conceived, yet to be born children, but also the dads out there, the families, where you can make this a team effort. Brandy and I, we train together every single day because it was a family affair. I mean, we were in this together, and that's something that's important. Unfortunately, I see a lot of families out there that they become fragmented and let mom carry the load of the whole pregnancy, and then that's certainly not fair. There needs to be a support system, and it needs to be positive and motivating in moving forward. So yes, for all those who have been asking, thank you so much. We just wanted to wait a little time and enjoy these quiet, private moments at home before we announced to the world. And we're doing here first on the Mike Dolce Show. So you guys are the first to know about it before we really promote it anywhere else. And we'll tag the video, or we'll have a photo, I'm sure, of Victoria, as a part of the go to the dolcediet.com. I think we'll post it there as part of the link to this podcast. And you can see what our little baby looks like. Now, who does she look like, Brandy?
Mike. She's mini Mike. Everyone.
My genes are dominant.
She looks exactly like him. It's so funny.
But I don't think so. She has my coloring because I'm dark, and obviously those are the dominant genes.
She has dark hair.
But she has Brandy's shape. She has the shape of your face, the shape of your skull. She's long like you.
She is long.
I'm not long. I'm stout.
You're stout.
I am mighty.
Yeah, she is long. Long and lean.
And also, so I remember, a lot of people like, oh, forget about sleeping. You're never going to be able to sleep. And, I think you definitely do sleep less, but it's about structure. It's about being, working together as a team. And Brandy gets a lot less sleep than
I do. I'm like giving him the eyes right now.
She's
like
giving me the
seriously eyes. It's about sleep because you sleep.
Brandy's amazing where I get my sleep. But really at this phase, there's not a lot that daddy can do other than assist mommy and work. And daddy got to go to work because I got to bring home the bones.
Daddy can change the diaper at 3 a.m. or
I can do, but because you have to feed her also at that time. And try and get up early and scoop her out of her crib and spend some time with her in the morning. I do that so you can get a couple extra hours. Or when I get home from the office, because I've been in the office a lot when I'm in town, I try and give Brandy a few hours in the middle of the day, like yesterday.
I got to shower yesterday, everybody.
Woohoo.
What? It's like a holiday. Yeah.
Yeah. But no, you passed out in the middle of the day, too.
Yeah. Yeah. That's when I was supposed to take a shower. So I go upstairs and like, oh, I'm going to take a shower. I'm like, oh, look at my bed. It looks so good. I'll just lay there for a second. 2 hours later in a pile of drool.
Yeah. And
yeah.
There, you know what? There might be an error. So I'm going to pause this right now. Yeah, Brandy always sleeps in a pile of drool. And as I said that, she had to actually step out because guess what? Zoe went into the garbage and came in with a dirty diaper in her mouth, all very happy. Look what she brought us. So Brandy's going to go and clean up that mess. I have Victoria here on the studio desk next to me. And I will continue on speaking with you guys. So lots of things have been going on here at Dolce Diet Central, not just baby, although it is all about the baby, which is very important. But also we've been making sure that we've been running the business. The Dolce Diet Center is up and running. It is on the corner of Sunset and Buffalo in Las Vegas, just off the 215. Anybody interested, anybody listening to that, email us at mydiet@thedolcediet.com. If you want to schedule an appointment with myself or one of our registered dietitians, you can sit down and we will build you an amazing lifestyle program, whether it's just nutrition or it's nutrition exercise. If we're peaking you for an MMA competition, wrestling, any sport or just regular life, we have complete lifestyle plans, menus, everything for families. I mean, we have it all built in. So mydiet@thedolcediet.com. Contact us. And you don't even have to live in Las Vegas. Now, it's by appointment only, so you can't just walk into our office. Otherwise, we'd be inundated. By appointment only, but also no matter where you are around the world, we have clients, My Diet clients, on every continent right now. Jesus, I think we're carrying... We have over 40 clients, My Diet clients. We're very selective of what clients we allow just because, we don't want to waste your time, and we don't want you certainly to waste our time. So only if you're serious, only if you're dedicated, only if you're truly looking to make dramatic changes to your life, those are the people that we want to sign up. So right now we have 40, and we probably have enough room in total for maybe 60 to 70 clients before we have to continue to expand once again. And with that, you get your own personal dietitian assigned to you that you can contact as often as necessary to help build you. So that's one of the exciting things. We also have two other very exciting projects coming up.
What are they, Mike?
I can't talk about them yet, though I'm talking about them right now.
I know. Why would you say that then?
Because I'm so excited.
We also have these two amazing projects coming up.
Two amazing.
But I'm not going to tell you.
And I'll let you guys guess.
Oh, that's fun.
How about that? That's fun. And maybe I shouldn't have said it, but I'm trying.
Yeah.
I'm honest. And two things coming up. They're coming up this spring. It is going to be it's exactly – you guys are the ones that created it, quite honestly. It's you guys telling us what you wanted from us, what you need from us, and it's us listening and us responding. So within probably by through March – in the March, we're going to talk about it more, and then into April, definitely. It's going to be available for everybody listening. And again, it's our ability to help you guys enrich and change your life and achieve your goals. That's what it's about. We're here to help you guys achieve your goals and succeed. And it was through great effort on our part. It was through two amazing partnerships and quite a bit of capital investment in order to build this for you. And we're super excited about it. Now, additionally, we have our trainers network. Right now, we have over 300 trainers as a part of our trainer network, and that's worldwide. So we have 300 qualified trainers around the world right now that are in our system that are building into our program. And if you guys listening, you received the first email last week. We have another volley of tips coming up to you, you know, in the next week or so. And what we're going to do is we're helping you build your business. We're helping you build your brand. We're offering affiliations, I should say, with us. Whatever we can do to help bring some of the success that we've able to gain over the last two decades that I've been doing this, we want to help you. Whether you just got your CPT, Certified Personal Trainer Certificate, whether you're a CSCS, Certified Strength and Conditioning Specialist, whether you own a gym, whether you're a registered dietitian, whether you're a holistic nutritionist, whether you're an MMA coach, whether you run a youth group or a wrestling team, if you are a trainer of one person or 1,000 people, we're here for you. So we're building a network, a worldwide network that is going to help you build your brand, build your business, and really help you get to the next level where we want you to extend your skills and services to help a vast amount of people, far more people than you believe that you can even touch. We want to help you get there, and we all want to help you monetize. That's really what it's about for you. I know, you know, with us, it's serving. It's service. If we serve the community and we do our damnedest, we do an amazing job, then we've been fortunate enough to make a living at it. And we want to teach you the lessons that we've learned and share this success with you. And those who are signed up and who are qualified to be a part of the Trainers Network, you're going to be the first ones available to take our Dolce Diet Certification course. We will have an L1, L2, and then a Master Trainer Certification. And the L1 is nutrition-based. You have to have the L1 certification to move on to the L2, and that is a exercise science base. That is really where the higher level of training comes in. And then the master trainer, essentially, you become me. And that's what I'm looking for, everybody. I won't want to say I'm looking for an exit strategy per se, but our phone rings every day with amazing athletes around the world that I simply cannot help personally. And unfortunately, I can't recommend anyone else to do what I do with the care and compassion, with the experience, with the expertise, with the skill set, with the mind, the knowledge that I have. Not that there's not other great trainers out there. I just don't know who they are, and I can't put my stamp of approval on them. So the L1 nutrition certification, that's coming up. That's going to be available in March. You're going to hear much more about it. Then the L2 certification will be available later on in the fall. And then you get through those two, then you're eligible to be a master trainer. And that's going to be, you're going to be spending some time with me, some good QT, good quality time out here. And my goal is to teach you everything I know and allow you to become an extension of myself, where I can start handing off some of my elite athletes to you. I can help you build your business and start helping athletes in your own area. And, you know, we're just going to build an army are over here, an army of good-minded people that are really dedicated to helping change the world and then making some cash as a result of that, you know, because I know you guys, you have to keep the lights on, you have families to feed, and that's something that's very important, but there's no better way to feed your family than through honorable work, and that's through service to others. So we're going to keep that kicking up and going on. What else do we have, Brandy?
Did you know that Lady Gaga sang a tribute to The Sound of Music at the Oscars?
Oh my God.
Well, I'm just, while you're talking, I'm going through all the Oscar photos.
See, this is what happened. When I talk, Brandy just floats into the world of Sound of Music.
Well, yeah.
Spinning in a field,
well, I wanted
in
to
a little
see,
dress.
I wanted to see what I missed. I didn't watch the Oscars, so I see that there's some moments here I need to, you know, hope are on YouTube.
That's where Brandy's brain is constantly.
Well, Lady Gaga and Julie Andrews, I mean,
they sung together?
No. That would be crazy.
Yeah,
no, just Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga.
Sang a tribute, apparently.
Whatever happened to her? She kind of fell off a little bit, didn't she?
Well, no, she's marrying Taylor Kinney from Chicago Fire, which I watch religiously.
Is he a normal dude or is he...
No, he's totally... Well, I don't know how he is, you know... I don't know him.
But is he like...
He looks clean cut, normal.
Huh.
I mean...
Interesting.
I have no idea. That's her character. She's not really, you know,
now,
crazy.
How do you compare? Because I remember the comparisons, Lady Gaga to Madonna.
I don't compare them.
No comparison?
No.
Because Madonna is timeless?
Well, they seem both champions for, you know, gay rights and things like that and being yourself and anti-bullying. So I guess they're similar in that sense. But
and is that Gaga biting off Madonna's...
I don't know.
Proof of concept.
I just like saying Lady Gaga.
She is talented, though. You can't take away her artistic ability.
She's amazing. And her voice is, it's legit. Yeah. Her voice is legit.
Legit. So what else do we have going on?
I don't know. Ask me some Oscar stuff.
What did The Rock do? I saw The Rock was at the Oscars. Was he presenting?
I was kidding because I didn't watch the Oscars.
No. I saw.
Sorry.
Shout out to our man, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, who... And he's a jet setter, man. You follow his Instagram. It's absolutely amazing. I forget how many millions of people. It's super motivating. It's at The Rock, duh, of course, right? Check him out on Instagram. Check out his Twitter. And every so often, he gives us a little mention, which we certainly appreciate. It's nice to be part of the family.
That is nice.
It is nice. It's special because, you know, obviously we've looked up to him and what he's done. And that's another guy that we can point to that truly focuses on service. He's a good person that does amazing things for the community. And as a byproduct of that, it translates into monetization. So he's able to make a great living being a great guy.
He's definitely genuine. Like, you met him, you were with him.
Yeah, I've
working on Wake Up Call.
Absolutely. I've been able to be around him and be around people in his crew, and he's a real guy. He's a good person, and that's special because he doesn't have to be someone that famous.
By the way, Stephanie Murray, folks, has a quick question. You'll be able to answer this real quick. She says, "Hi, Mike and Brandy. I hope things are going well with the new baby. Thank you. They are."
Well, how do you know?
She knows. Stephanie and I have a personal relationship.
We love Steph.
We do. She said, "Can't wait to see pics. I was wondering your thoughts on making egg salad or deviled eggs with organic Greek yogurt. I seem to have issues whenever I eat avocado. Thanks."
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I love it. We've used that before. Done. Do it. Tweet us photos. I want to see photos.
Actually, send us some food.
Send us food. Yeah, everybody out there, if you have followed Living Lean, 3 Weeks to Shredded, any of our programs, take photos. Show us. I want to see your before and after. I want to see what you're up to. I want to see photos of your meals.
Just send us samples.
Just send Brandy the food and send me the photos.
I'll eat
and
it.
Nobody gets hurt.
I'm like ravenous.
Really, guys, I mean, please do that. Just send it to us. Tweet it. You know, Instagram, tag us, Facebook, page us. Shoot it directly to our emails. You can shoot it to support@thedolcediet.com. And we want to hear from you. We want to see what you're up to. We want to see all your amazing transformations. It's special. We get tons of them every day, but I know there's tons and tons and tons of you out there that are making it happen too. What else you got? You got any questions? Anything floating around?
Christopher Dar. I don't know if it's Dar or Dare. Sorry. He says, "Hi, can you explain what dairy does to your body?" Well, hopefully nothing.
Hopefully nothing.
If you're lucky.
There's a lot of things dairy can do to your body. The first thing that concerns me most is the artificial growth factors added to cows. And that could be a plethora of different ingredients, most of which are drugs that are pumped into the animals. whether it's steroid-like substances, whether it's growth hormone-like substances. I don't even know what the hell they put into these fucking cows.
Plethora.
But there's so much dangerous garbage that they pump into the feed, and even the feed, the GMO feed that these animals are forced to eat, and then the nasty conditions that they're forced to live in. It's just a very unhealthy product most of the time. So that's conventional. Now, there are higher level. There are grass-fed cows, organically raised, humanely raised, all that good stuff. That is a much better quality. But with dairy products, some dairy products, you have to watch out if you are lactose intolerant, which quite a few people are. And usually you can tell if you eat a bunch of dairy and all of a sudden you get the shits, or you feel sick, or your mood drops, or you get distended stomach, you can't digest. I mean, you can feel the negative effects usually within, 15 to 45 minutes of ingestion. That's something that's a little scary. And oftentimes, as we age, as we get older, it's harder for adults to break down dairy products, break down milk. And traditionally, it's the lactase, it's the sugar molecule that is contained within the milk. That usually is one of the biggest issues of dairy problems. So, for the most part, we stay away from it. 90%+ of the time, we'll have a little bit of Greek yogurt. We'll have some of the grass-fed butter in our Invincible coffee. We'll cook with it a little bit, the grass-fed butter. But outside of that, we pretty much stay away from dairy.
Do you remember the Three Amigos? With a plethora?
A plethora. I don't.
Oh, here.
Oh.
Never mind.
Okay.
We messed with my output on my computer last night. Now it's not working.
Yeah, we got AirPlay. AirPlay makes your life so much easier.
Apple TV.
But not really, because it's such a fucking pain in the ass to get the audio working. You got to change the display settings. It just took forever. We're trying to watch the baby video.
Oh, yeah, because we taped the birth.
I taped the birth.
Yeah, I just laid there. I did nothing.
Brandy laid there. And you were a champ. You did great. I was like cornering her. I was cornering her. I was like, all right, I'm cornering
her. He's like, you're doing great.
Doing great. I was like putting ice on the back of her head. And here's a water bottle. And taking out her mouthpiece. And, a little slap on the face. You got to snap out of it. You got to focus.
Thanks.
Okay, maybe it wasn't quite that serious. But no, it was awesome. Amazing experience. And maybe we'll share that stuff with you guys down the road. It's still pretty personal.
Oh, it's muted.
Muted. You're off your mic. There you go.
Oh, it's muted.
What are you doing?
Wait, listen.
Okay. The gentleman arrived yet? Not yet, Wapo. Any presents have been coming for your birthday?
All right, never mind. He says, how many presents do I have? Would you say I have a plethora of presents? And he's like, yes. He's like, do you know what plethora means?
So how come you started to play it, but then you didn't let us listen?
Because you were giving me the eyes.
I'm listening.
Presents I want. Guns. Guns, so that the name of El Guapo will be hanging on everyone's lips. He will be here, Guapo. But I think you will like your other presents, too. I have put many beautiful piñatas in the storeroom, each of them filled with little surprises.
I like surprises.
Many piñatas?
Oh, yes, many! Would you say I have a plethora of piñatas?
Plethora?
A what? A plethora. Oh, yes.
He's like, oh, no.
You have a plethora. Jefe, what is a plethora? Why, Wapo? Well, you told me I have a plethora. And I just would like to know if you know what a plethora is.
Okay.
That's funny. But don't you know some people who sometimes do that? You're talking to them and you say something and you kind of see in their face, they don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Like this conversation.
Well, plethora.
I still don't know what the hell we're talking about.
Have you ever seen Three Amigos?
I have. You've made me watch it so many times. Usually I fall asleep. Or I pretend I'm watching.
Mike also fell asleep during the Lego movie.
I did. Everything is awesome.
See, but...
Right to sleep.
Whatever.
Right to sleep. So, Shark Tank.
Oh.
Can we talk about that?
Talk about falling asleep. No,
watched
I'm just kidding.
All six seasons of Shark Tank over the last 2 weeks or so.
I do love Shark Tank.
It's pretty awesome. And I was I don't want to say a hater, but I really didn't see the appeal of all the Shark Tank. I think because CNBC did a really shit job of trying to promote it not too long ago or whenever recently. It was just really annoying, like commercials and stuff for it. But even when it first came out on ABC, I was just like, oh, well, what's the big deal with this stupid show? Although, like Mark Cuban and what he does, didn't really care, Damon John and whatnot. But watched an episode, immediately became hooked. totally awesome. The one thing I can say, the fitness products on there all suck. Really suck. And usually
like the body jack.
The body. Are you fucking kidding me?
That is the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen in my life. I like the guy who lost 30 pounds, the owner of the company.
Yeah, and then looks like he put it right back on. I don't even know if he truly lost 30 pounds. I think that was all fucking shtick.
No, it was real. TV doesn't lie.
That's the frustrating thing. So all the fitness stuff, I would say, is, God, pretty much garbage. The tech stuff is really interesting. Lots of really cool tech stuff. I think that's the part that I enjoy most about it.
Yeah, look up Lumio.
Lumio, is that, which one is that?
That's the light thing that opens up. Oh my God, I want one of those.
That was pretty sweet. And then some of the food products are actually pretty cool.
Lumio. I like the girls who didn't get a deal. They were like, you can mix it, spread it, blah, 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 with their peach jelly or whatever it was.
I didn't like them.
They made like a song. It's still in my head.
Yeah, I didn't like them.
I liked them.
At all. So, but it's fun because you can be judgmental. You can judge other people's attempts at success.
We're good at that.
Yeah. It's like people watching from your couch or your iPad, because I travel a lot. And now that it's over, as far as me having seen every season, now what will I do with my life?
Find something else. And what about The Prophet? Where's season one of The Prophet?
One of The Prophet? CNBC. Come on now. You guys are holding the first season. Second season, great. You could watch that online. Where can you find the first season? Anybody out there knows how we can watch the first season of The Prophet? Marcus, come on, man. Hook it up.
Seriously.
Walking Dead, pretty much enjoying this season. I really didn't watch last season. The governor, I was sick of that dude. So I kind of stopped watching after the governor kind of, had his whole shtick going on. This season actually is pretty interesting. Better Call Saul. If you guys haven't watched that yet, if you're fans of Breaking Bad, Better Call Saul is pretty enjoyable, pretty entertaining thus far. What else? Ultimate Survival Alaska.
Oh, that's fun.
That's pretty damn fun. What must the liability policy be for Discovery Channel to be putting these teams in such dire situations? I mean, that shit is fucking serious.
$1 billion.
Yeah, it's serious, serious business. I don't know.
Zoe's trying to get into my chair from her chair.
Yeah, Zoe has her own chair in the office.
But it's not good enough.
Never. Now she's got the puppy eyes.
Please, mommy.
Yeah, and for everybody out there worried or doesn't understand what pit bulls are like, you should see Zoe and the baby. We should post photos of Zoe sleeping next to her baby.
It's Zoe too cute.
Loves her baby.
Anytime Victoria cries, Zoe like wakes up or runs in from another part of the house. He like goes and checks on her, like nuzzles her feet, looks at her, gives her feet a lick, and then goes and lies down like, okay, she's okay.
Yeah.
Or she comes in from outside, she goes and she has to check on her baby first, and then she'll go ask for a treat. Whereas before it was the treat, treats come first. Not anymore. Victoria comes first in Zoe's world.
That's awesome.
And it was instantaneous.
Yeah. Instant love.
Well, we sent home her Victoria's hat, swaddle cloth, things like that from the hospital. Uncle Bobby came and brought those things home.
Yeah. And that was
Zoe.
Very important.
So she could smell her and stuff.
Was while we were away, we made sure we obviously had family coming and spending time sleeping. We flew my mom in, who was slept at home with the Zoe.
Yep.
And, but we would send pieces of the baby's clothes home. So Zoe knew the smell and, we put it in Zoe's place. So she would like just kind of really get comfortable with it. And I think it was a very easy, comfortable transition. Like Zoe understood, and it had our smells on it, 'cause it'd be like her swaddle cloth that we'd be holding the baby in for an entire day. And then we'd take it home and give it to Zoe at the end of the night.
Yeah.
She loved it.
I know.
Loves her baby.
She does. It's so funny.
What else? We got more questions.
Yeah. This gentleman, Justin S.H., is that his real last name? Shh. Justin Shh. Sorry. Hi, guys. Can you explain how to do carb cycling? And for a BJJ, what is more effective, CrossFit or regular gym training bodybuilding style?
Yeah, I'd say neither. So let's talk about the training style. For BJJ, the training should be specific to BJJ. There's great parts of CrossFit and there's also bad parts. Just like there's great parts of powerlifting, there's great parts of bodybuilding, there's great parts of Olympic lifting, there's great parts of kettlebell training, there's great parts of everything, but those are specific to their own sport. They're not specific to your sport. So if you're a mixed martial artist, if you're a BJJ competitor, you need a hybrid program designed for yourself using the best elements of the other strength training programs out there. As a strength coach, I consider myself a mixed martial artist of strength training, where I want to use the best possible training procedures, protocols, periodization tables to assist my athletes and my clients to further their results, to get better gains, make more progress. But you can't get so caught up in only CrossFit, because unfortunately, the CrossFit style training is amazing if you're going to compete in the CrossFit games. Not so good if you're going to go 12 rounds with Manny Pacquiao, or if you're going to try and go 5 rounds with Cain Velasquez. You're going to have some serious issues and imbalances that roll into that. And I know the CrossFit competitors listening, they might disagree, but trust me when I tell you, what was it, 2008, 2009, when CrossFit really hit the scene and the paleo diet really hit the scene, a lot of the MMA world jumped into paleo and they jumped into CrossFit. And guess what happened? They all started just gassing out tremendously early in the first round, the first part of practice. They didn't understand. They didn't get it. They were changing sports. They were completely changing their body. They were changing their energy demand for a different sport, the demands of a different sport. CrossFit is fucking awesome for CrossFit competitors. I love it. And I've actually started implementing CrossFit style training into some of my workout programming. I'm not a CrossFit competitor. I'm not a CrossFit expert, but I really enjoy some of the programming of their systems. But I have to make sure that my training program suits my personal goals. And that's really what it is for you. So as a BJJ competitor, you need a lot more body weight conditioning, because it's body on body. You need a ton of very specific grip strength in BJJ, especially if you're training in the gi, because that's, you know, gi competitors. Ronda Rousey has one of the strongest grips of any human on the planet. It's because of all her years of training in the gi, grabbing that cloth and throwing people around the mat through the air. So grip strength is huge. Pulling strength is huge. Rotational core strength is huge. Those are the things that are really necessary. So you need to kind of, you know, keep focused on that. And I would keep my strength training as a BJJ competitor strictly strength to every 3 to 5 days for a single resistance workout. And I would do a body weight workout, you know, every 1 to 3 days. And I would do some sort of cardiovascular workout, whether it's steady state or explosive, depending on your specific need. Now, carb cycling, that's a simple process of just rotating your carbohydrates, usually over a 3-day period where you have a high day, a medium day, and a low day. Now, you can carb cycle depending on what your goal is. If you're trying to get down to, you know, single digit body fat or sub 5% body fat, then obviously your low days go much longer. That's what a lot of, you know, peaking physique competitors use. They go really low carb for quite a long time. Then they'll have like a single day refeed or maybe a mid feed day where they kind of bump their calories up, their carbs up a little bit, and then boom, they plummet right back in. So what I like to do is I like to go to, you know, maybe a 2 to 3 day carb cycle for someone that's really motivated. They've been following the Living Lean program for quite some time. Their body fat for men is already down between the 10 to 12% range, and they're trying to break into a sustainable single digit body fat percentage. That's what we like to do. And, you know, there's simple calculations to use that. You know, I like to say, you know, take your body weight times 2 for your carbohydrate intake. That's a pretty solid baseline. And then you can go to, you know, maybe 2.5 or 3 for a high carb day, and then 1 to 1.5 for a low carb day. Pretty simple. I don't believe in zero carbs, because your body needs carbs to function. This AirPlay is pissing me off. It keeps trying to bust into the computer while we're recording.
Really?
And I keep saying no. It's fucking Apple. You need to fix your shit. It's pissing me off.
In your upper...
Nothing.
Do you click on... It's not connected to Apple TV?
Nope.
It just keeps trying to connect.
Yep, just keeps trying to connect. It's like, oh, we've noticed it. I'll read it next time it pops up. It's really fucking annoying.
It's alive.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Interesting.
Hey, Carlos Tevez says, Mike, is it better to do cardio before a workout or after a workout? Cardio is the workout.
Yeah, and that's exactly my take on it. Cardio is the workout. So I don't like to combine my resistance or strength training with cardiovascular training. Now, I can do resistance training at a faster rate and get a cardiovascular cardiovascular pull from that type of workout. And that's keeping my heart rate anywhere between, you know, 135 and 155 beats per minute. That's a pretty solid, pretty fast-paced workout. And that's keeping your rest periods low between 15 to maybe 90 seconds, depending on your level of conditioning and the type of workload that you're throwing down. Really, I like to split my cardio sessions up from my resistance or my skills training because I want to completely focus on the session that I'm training. See, GarageBand is scanning your system for audio device and has detected a device named AirPlay. If you want to use this device, do not disconnect it during the scanning process. Do you want to use this device? I click no. Boom. And every 30 seconds or so, this fucking thing keeps popping back up.
He's so mad, everybody.
I'm gonna fucking
break. The baby's sleeping.
Sorry, baby. All right, what else do we have? What are the questions?
Let's see. Oh, Marty White. Hey, Marty.
Marty.
Hi, guys. What changes do you make to either diet or exercise to get your male athletes from 10 to 12% body fat down to the usual 7% in preparation for 3 weeks of shredded?
Well, I almost just answered that question. We do add a little bit of carb cycling into the system. Now, this isn't quite the 3 weeks to shredded program, but I become very specific in the carbohydrate intake and the timing of those carbs. So as we get closer, and this is going from like 6 weeks to 3 weeks out, we don't cycle the carbs very much at this point. What we do focus on is the carb timing. So let's say Thiago Alves is taking in 400 grams of carb per day at this phase. We're not going to spread those 400 grams out as we might in the Living Lean program evenly. What we're going to do is we're going to dump those carbs first thing in the morning and then post-workout. So he's going to get two massive dumps of carbohydrate when his body needs it most. And then we're going to switch to, you know, much more vegetable, very low carbohydrate, high fiber sources of carbohydrate during the in-between meals. And that really does wonders because athletes are still pushing a very hard pace. They can't go low carb 6 weeks out, 5 weeks out, 4 weeks out. That's the hardest part of the training. That's the meat of the training. They go low carb there. Guess what happens? They run out of gas. All of a sudden, they get their ass kicked in training. They risk getting injury. Their mental fucking skills just go out the window. They feel like shit, and now it becomes miserable. You have to be mentally strong, fueled, ready to roll, and that's one of the reasons why we do this, and it works extremely well. Also, your work output is up even higher. During that week six, week five, week four, that should be the hardest. It should be the biggest blend of volume and intensity where you go week nine, week eight, week seven. That's high volume, low to medium intensity. Week six, five, four, that's medium volume and medium to high intensity. And week three, two, one, it's extremely, well, truly really week three and two, high intensity, extremely low volume, short, sweet, in and out, done. And then, 7 to 10 days out, now we're just peaking. And that's really where we start to deload. Load.
I knew you were going to do that.
I said it.
I don't know why that's funny to us.
It's funny to everybody.
Or like you said, load. Like Beavis and Butthead.
He.
What else?
What else we got?
That's really it.
There's no other. Well, we didn't ask anybody for questions today.
Well, and I'm sure I just did. I did it kind of late in the game, but I'm sleepwalking, so it's amazing that I'm still sitting upright in this chair.
Yeah. If you guys haven't, make sure you're checking out thedolcediet.com. We've been throwing up tons of new articles on there. Really good content. Research the news portion of the site, even if it's been pushed off the main page. We got a lot of good concepts up there. The Dolce dietitian Samantha Coogan has been posting some great articles, very useful to you. And then today, Mr. Rich Kiley, our CSCS certified strength and conditioning specialist, he put up a great article dedicated towards wrestlers that focuses on the visualization aspect of succeeding. And Ridge uses his own story of when he won the state title in high school. Now he's a grown-ass man.
It's a great article.
Training for the Olympics. It's a great article, but you can take that to any aspect of life. Love Ridge's writing.
Hey, our friend Nicole Garcia said she wants to get tips to get rid of that ugly cellulite on the back of her thighs.
Interesting, Nicole Garcia. Well, there's a few ways. Now, there's a misconception that you can just rub a topical cream on cellulite and it goes away. That's not true. There's a misconception that you can spot reduce cellulite. That's not true. Cellulite and body fat storage, there's a genetic component where each person is genetically predisposed to hold body fat in certain areas as opposed to somebody else that might have the same body fat percentage holds them somewhere else.
So it's not our fault?
Well, it's controllable by you to a degree. And this is where lifestyle comes in. So the best ways to reduce body fat, in my mind, are to build muscle. the more muscle you have on your body, that muscle will in turn burn body fat. That's very important because the muscle will eat the body fat. Now picture that. The more muscle you have, the less body fat percentage you will have on your body. Now also, you will have a higher BMR. That's a basal metabolic rate. With that higher rate, your body burns more calories at rest than if you didn't have that muscle mass. And ladies, you're not going to be Miss Olympia. You know how impossible that is, especially if you're not taking boatloads of drugs. It's absolutely impossible. There's a funny quote from Arnold Schwarzenegger. He said, people used to say to me, oh, you know, I don't want to lift weights because I don't want to look like you. And he said, don't worry, you never will. Mm-hmm. And that's the fucking truth. You are not going to pick up weights and train for a year, 5 years, 10 years and look like a professional physique athlete. You will never look too big. You will never look too bulky, ladies out there. You must resistance train. You must strength train. I don't care how old you are. If you're 80 years old, you should be training with resistance. You should build your body consistently. So anyway, this is Nicole, correct?
Yeah.
So Nicole, we need you to start building muscle, and let's start building muscle in the big areas, the areas that can hold the most muscle. That is in the thighs, that is in the glutes, that is in the back. Those are the shapely muscles anyway. That will round and shape your body and give you the look that you want. That will give you those sexy curves that are all so sought after by men and women alike. Now let's tighten and tweak your diet a little bit. Picture and think about the carb cycling that I talked about earlier. We want to make sure your diet is nice and tight, not starving. At all. We want to be feeding you, feeding those muscles so those muscles can in turn eat the body fat for lunch. You need to be focused, and we need to do this 7 days a week, 31 days a month, 365 days a year. That's what you need to do to really battle back. And you'll see in a short period of time, areas that may be prone to cellulite will all of a sudden smooth out. That's what we're looking for. And I know. But cellulite and body fat is normal and it is healthy. I know beautiful ring card girls that have cellulite on their body. There's Hollywood celebrities that have cellulite on their body. We're human. All humans have some form of body fat. If you didn't have body fat, you would be dead. So don't worry about it. Don't get caught up in it. And now if it's something in excess that's making you feel self-confident, well, we need to battle back. We need to battle back with lifestyle. And that's what... And I'm not saying that's you, Nicole, because it's probably not your issue, but that's what those with some sort of issue like this, that's what you need to do. Build muscle, tighten up that diet, train consistently, live this way, and guess what? That fat will melt off, and you'll build a shapely, toned, strong, functional body as a result of it.
The Rock presented the Best Animated Feature Oscar.
Oh, who won?
Which went to Big Hero 6.
Oh.
Which you probably haven't heard of.
Never.
But I've heard of it and we have yet to watch it.
Well, I'm sure we will.
I know. Mike, I'm sure we will means 5 years down the road when Victoria is old enough to comprehend.
Watch the 2015 Oscar winner.
Big Hero 6.
Cartoon.
Yeah.
Big Hero 6. By then we'll probably be watching Hologram.
I know.
Movie of the year.
I know.
Which is fun.
That's cool.
Luke, I am your father.
Victoria, I am your father.
I am your father.
She's like, you're...
Courtney. Go make, I can't wait. My what I'm waiting for is when I can be like, hey, Victoria, go make me a caveman coffee.
That will never happen.
No, that will happen. She will be my personal barista.
No.
We're going to get her a cute little stand that she can climb up to the counter on.
Oh, yeah.
I will.
No.
She will be a professional.
Coffee's too hot.
No, she's a smart baby.
No. Yes, she's smart, but no, you're
she's
not.
She's a smart
no.
baby. She will be, trust me.
Uh-huh.
What else we got?
That's it.
That's it? Enough? Okay. So, guys, we wanted to say hello. It's been a while. Now, tomorrow, I'm driving out early in the morning to go meet up with Miss Ronda Rousey in L.A. and help her win another world title and solidify herself as the most dominant champion in UFC history. And that's something that's notable. In my opinion, Ronda is pound for pound the greatest fighter in the UFC right now. Look at her record. Look at her body of work. Every win she had was a finish. That fucking says something. She's finished every person in her division. She's only fought number one contenders, and she finishes them, most of them, in the first round. She's amazing. I mean, that is, and I'm not just hyping her because she's one of our clients. I'm hyping her because
she's pretty fantastic.
She's amazing.
There's no disputing that. Victoria and I will be watching.
good, as should everybody out there. Watch her, support her, salute her, and you know, it's just an amazing event, and it's a great experience just to be around her and see the way she prepares and her whole team. I mean, what an amazing team! It's definitely a family, and that's something that's awesome. So, what else do we have? Want to thank our sponsors, Onnit.com/Dolce, our good friends at Onnit. We love you guys. Thank you so much for everything you've done and continue to do for the industry. Onnit has taken over the world, and we are happy to be a part of it. So everyone listening, go to Onnit.com/Dolce. Just type that into your URL and surf the site. See what they have in there. And if you see anything that you like, type in promo code Dolce and save 10% at least off whatever they are slinging. And they're only slinging the best possible products out there, whether it's foods, whether it's supplements, whether it's unconventional training implements, whether it's giving you research and tips and exercises on it. Is they're doing big, big things. Also, we want to thank our friends at CavemanCoffeeCo.com. Every day, probably 4 cups of coffee a day at least I'm swigging as a result of Caveman. I don't get jittery, I don't get stomach upset, I don't get any sort of issues like I would even with some of the other organic blends out there, and that's no lie. CavemanCoffeeCo.com, use promo code Dolce, save 10% off everything that you order. Get my favorite, get the white gold and order their MCT oil. Bomb diggity shit. Also want to thank CavemanFoods.com, longtime sponsor, longtime friend, CavemanFoods.com/Dolce. Amazing bars that you can take with you on the road so you don't have to be without quality nutrition. You can feed it to your children with no guilt at all. Don't give them a fucking Snickers bar or a Hershey bar or Twizzlers. Give them a Caveman food bar and they don't even know it's good for them. And hey, that's okay, because some people, they don't want to hear it's good for them because then they don't want to eat it. Just say, eat this shit. You're going to fucking love it. Not if they're under 18, because then that's kind of not a good way to talk to your kid. But eat it, feed it, give it.
Would you say that there is a plethora of nutrition?
There is a plethora of nutrition.
In the caveman bar?
In the caveman bars, in caveman coffee, and in Onnit. There's just a plethora of nutrition floating around this shit. A plethora.
I want to watch the Three Amigos now.
God.
I know. He's giving me the eyes.
I know, because I see my future.
Don't worry.
This is boring.
Mom is coming in tonight. Mom's landing in T-minus 2 hours.
And guess what? I'm driving through the desert to LA. I'm going to hitchhike to LA. Like, oh, your mom's going, yeah, okay, I got it.
You're so mean.
No, I'm just kidding. Just
no, you leave tomorrow.
And you actually booked it because obviously baby's here. So if I'm out, then it's time to bring in one of the moms.
Yeah.
Bring in grandma.
So yeah, grandma gets to meet Victoria Rose tonight.
Everybody who's not signed up, go to our site, sign up for our newsletter, get part of, we'll just be on the inside, know what we're up to. Keep checking the DolceDiet.com. Big things happening. We're going to announce those on there. And anybody listening, if you are not a part of our trainers network, if you work in the industry, if you aspire to work in the industry, that's the next big thing. Go to the DolceDiet.com, click on Lindsay Valenzuela's image where she's just a monster, and that's part of our trainers network. You'll see that image. Lindsay is the 2013 CrossFit Games runner up, and she's making her run at the 2015 Games right now. Super excited, very happy to be a part of her team and help her get to stand on top of that platform. So 2015 is a big year for us over here. We're very excited, and we're going to be sharing all this stuff with you guys, but also I want you to share your success with us.
Ooh, here she goes. Fine.
Baby knows. Show's almost over. Hello, baby. But share your success with us, ladies and gentlemen. This is your show. We are here for you, and we want to make sure that we're doing everything we can to help you, to motivate you, to inspire you, to support you, to cheer you on, and even put a foot in your ass if you need it. I am happy to do that. I wear size 13s, people. I got more than enough foot for your ass. So if you need it, I got it. Guys, thank you so much. And remember, don't count calories, make calories count. Boom!